This is Hitchhiking Off the Map.
I never told him what he didn't need to know. I learned that early on.
The best way to survive a heart attack? Let somebody else have it.
I don't know how I knew. They say a mother knows. Well, that's a good one. I didn't know the half.
You ought to be able to order up a transformational experience, 2 weeks, economy coach, if you had the right travel agent.
That's why God gave us email.
And now, children, as our last problem for today, we will have 2 + 2 = 4.
Did you know that?
I've known that for 30 years. She's serious.
Shut up and answer the question.
Why do people not tell the truth? I'm asking you.
That question is totally out of line. Hello and welcome. This is Hitchhiking Off the Map, and this is Conrad Bishop.
And Elizabeth Fuller, who has finally planted nasturtiums that might live.
Yes.
I've planted nasturtiums over and over and over because I really love the little buggers, and they just die and die and die. And finally, I had the brains to figure out that gophers like nasturtium roots, and maybe there wasn't any gopher wire under there when we moved in.
There are hidden forces. Yeah. Is there a political lesson in nasturtiums and gophers? I mean, this is the season. Well, no, actually, this is a non-toxic, all-organic, and utterly apolitical show.
Oh.
Well, which may indeed be conveying, you know, coded messages to agents who are jealous of our freedom or just think our roots are tasty. But in fact, we are just a little old show about journeys.
4 stories today, all of them fictional. Every one of them contains a lot about, well, what do I want? What do I do? Am I in? Am I out? Do I want out? Do I want in?
This sounds familiar.
What's up? Yes, true. It's about confusion.
Elizabeth, have you packed the confusion? You know?
Oh, yes. Yeah. That whole thing about going on trips. Confusion. God, you remember the first time we were camping outside of London when we were trying to get to the Crystal Palace and we had to go around this traffic roundabout called the Elephant and Castle. And we would go off and we'd whiz off in one direction and then we'd wind up coming right straight back to the Elephant and Castle. And we got 6 different sets of directions and they all brought us looping right back to the Elephant and Castle. For all I know, we may still be there.
And what happens in human relationships when new things come into play? When you suddenly find that you thought you were just taking out the garbage and, in fact, you're wandering the streets of Iraq and thinking, you know, man, I'm not quite ready for this.
Well, so this first piece we've performed live quite a bit for audiences of two kinds. One kind empathize strongly with the kids, and then there's another that feels very close to the parents.
This is Truth.
You teach your kids, always tell the truth, so you know who took the cookies. But then they learn to lie, they'd better. The commandment says, thou shalt not bear false witness. Nowhere does it say, tell the truth. Something good in there?
Just the news. Trying to know what's going on.
They don't tell you what's going on. They tell you what's good for you. They get paid a lot to lie.
Well, then try to keep up with the lies.
It makes me mad.
Well, do something about it. Start a riot. You'll be done with that. Takes half an hour to the airport.
Well, I'm getting there. Kat says it's cold in Denver at night.
It's cold here, too.
Funny September. Look what I found.
What?
Kat's doll. When she was little, I'll take it for the baby.
Oh, baby won't want that. It'll want action figures.
Don't get me started. Oh, I'm glad she's having a baby. I know she wants it. I just worry. I just think about bringing babies into the world the way it is. I don't know.
If you take snapshots, tell Kevin not to smile. He's a great son-in-law, but he smiles. He looks goofy.
There's stuff in the fridge.
I can feed myself.
No, I want to make sure you eat something.
I won't starve.
Well, when I come home from having Kat and you'd been living on crackers and milk...
Why, I ever told you that?
Well, it's true.
My name of God, that's 26 years ago.
I haven't been since then.
Oh, I got a mind like a dish drainer.
Say hello to Diane.
Who?
Their friend Diane, the visitor here for Christmas, the Jewish girl.
I don't know if I'll see her. And don't call her the Jewish girl.
Well, she is. I'm not prejudiced.
You're about as open-minded as a turtle.
Well, I liked her. We got along fine. I wish they'd all come back to visit.
I don't know why I'm going. That's what mothers do. When their daughters have babies, try to help out. Get in the way. Yeah, I gotta feed the goldfish.
We got 5 minutes.
I never told him what he didn't need to know. I learned that early on. Our daughter Kat brought her young man Kevin home to visit Christmas, and they had their bedrooms, but I knew they weren't staying there. I told her, look, you're a grown woman, but in this house, there are standards that'd kill your father. I know the world's changed a lot, but he's not changed and never will.
They always came for Christmas, and before they got married, well, you could tell they weren't as innocent as a father might like to think, but I knew they'd get around to doing it right. Made a damn fool of myself at the wedding, started to cry. All this emotional stuff. Guess I blamed the Blessed Virgin for it.
Well, so they got married, Kevin and Kat, and I breathed a sigh. And I never give it a thought. When they're coming for Christmas and she asked, could she bring along her friend Diane? Why, sure. And I really liked the girl, and Henry did too. He thought it was the funniest thing that this Jewish girl knew all about sports. He never thought Jews cared anything about sports.
And here they come with Diane, and for some reason we hit it off. And it's just about the nicest Christmas we ever had. So much love. Could feel it just come in waves, and we'd be sitting around the table and start to laugh.
They brought candles.
Sally got the giggles.
Popcorn blew up.
Diane made that funny bread.
She called me Mama Sal. Next Christmas, Diane came again. And I knew from the minute they walked in, I knew Kevin was having an affair. Kevin and Diane. I don't know how I knew. They say a mother knows. Well, that's a good one. I didn't know the half.
There's goulash in the freezer.
For the goldfish?
What?
Never mind.
I was dead silent for 2 days. I know it was noticeable, except to Henry. He never sees a thing. And finally, Kevin comes up, says, Mom, what's going on? And I says to him, you tell me. And he says, you better talk to Kat. And I did. And she told me.
Sally was mad at Kat or something, I don't know. They left a day early, made some kind of excuse. I didn't have a clue.
What about you? Think about the last time you covered something up. Think of it. Why'd you do that? Why do people not tell the truth? I'm asking you. How about... 'cause somebody might be hurt. That was the reason. I didn't tell Henry, 'cause I didn't want to hurt him. And she still writes, but they find excuses not to visit. Just about kills me. That's what you get from all this telling the truth. Heartache. I guess I'm ready. I don't know how I raised a daughter that's always on time. I expect the baby will do the same. If it's due Thursday, it'll be 2 o'clock Thursday.
I'll tell her to relax.
I won't tell her a thing. I'm going to help out, because that's what a mother's supposed to do. I'm not there to tell her anything.
Sally, try to make up with her if you can. You're too hard on her. You don't mean to be, but...
But what?
Don't jump on me.
Well, say what you mean.
I'm trying.
You mumble. You come home from work and mumble around.
I've worked 31 years for a box company. There's only so much you talk about boxes. It's just boxes.
Criticizing
I'm
you
not.
For being the one that has to deal with this
she,
stuff.
She's having a baby. You can take the time to make up with her.
There's nothing...
There's something.
You stick your head in the sand.
What in the name of Christ?
They all three of them...
What are you talking
they
about?
They all three of them live with each other and have to do with each other and I don't know what all. She says they're in love. Don't ask me. I told her not to tell you.
Tell me what?
Oh, just read your papers. See what's going on in the world. 50 cents. They'll tell you the God's truth and then you can wrap the garbage in it.
Now, what are you telling me?
We gotta go.
Sally!
Don't yell at me. We were doing the laundry, and I stood there, armful of wet towels, till she said, "Mom, you're dripping." And she kept saying, "Mom, we all love each other. We love each other." As if that mattered. And she acts happy about it. I don't know what else. I know we cried, and I yelled at her, and then... we hugged, and I said, "You know, I'll always love you. Just don't bring that girl here again. I never want to see her. And don't tell your father." She says both of them. She loves them both. She says, "We're totally honest, Mom. We tell each other everything." I said, "You haven't been married 30 years.
35.
What did we do wrong? What made her get like that? I see stuff in the magazines, on the TV, how they can't help it, that stuff, but can't."
"Her name is Catherine."
"That sounds like a nun."
"You never told me."
"I never told you because I knew you'd act like this."
"Like what?"
"Yelling at me."
"We better get to the airport." We had to get her to the airport. Drove 20 minutes, never said a word.
I didn't want to leave it like that. That wasn't the way to do it.
I did a lot of thinking. And I'm not thinking, just your mind spins the wheels in the rut. I believe there's right and wrong. I believe there's a higher power and our ways are derived from the higher power. Don't believe we're here to make up our own rules. But that wasn't what I was thinking. Hello?
"Hi, it's me."
"Yeah."
"How you doing?"
"Doing okay."
"Well, you're a grandpa now. It's a boy, 8 pounds, 4 ounces. They haven't named it yet. They've got 3 or 4 names, all pretty funny if you ask me, but nobody's asking me. So I'll be staying a couple of days to help out."
"Yeah, it's okay."
"I'm sorry we left it like that."
"Well, we generally do."
"I guess we need to talk."
"Talk? What are we going to talk about? Tell each other lies?" That was dumb. I called up later, said I was sorry.
"So was I." It was sunny. I packed all wrong, sunny the whole time.
"Well, what's their house look like?"
"It's old, but they fixed it up real nice. Roomy, a lot of plants. Surprised me, because Cat always tried to grow plants, but she never had the knack. I guess somebody else knows when to water them, or else she's changed."
"Well, people change. She doing all right with the baby?"
"He waters himself."
"I guess you know she wrote a long letter, gave me the whole story."
"I didn't tell you, because I thought it'd hurt you. I thought you'd get mad. I thought that's something you didn't need to know. It's her life. I think it's not for us to say. It bothers me. Does the baby have 2 mommies? What happens when the neighbors find out or at school? I got stuff to worry about for the next 20 years. And I can hardly talk to Diane. But I don't think it's for us to judge her. For me to judge her or for you. That's between her and God. And you're not God."
"What else don't I know?"
"What?"
"What else is there I didn't need to know or you're too scared to tell me or you're doing me a big favor for me not to know? What don't I know?"
"Things."
"Things?"
"Yes, there were things."
"Things?"
"Some things."
"Big things?"
"No. Yes.
No?
Yes.
I want the truth.
They asked Jesus Christ what is truth. He didn't say a word. Well, what do I say? What am I supposed to say? I didn't have an affair, did you? I didn't rob a bank.
I've been sitting here a week, thinking about it. 35 years, she has to hide stuff. 35 years, and she can't trust me. What else didn't she tell me?
What didn't I tell him? What didn't you tell anybody for years and years? Or for days? Or at the right time? What didn't you say sometime when you could have? When you wish you could have? What I never told you was, I never told you when Kat was in high school and she thought she was pregnant. I never told you your mom told me your dad hit her. I never told you Kat hates the name Catherine. And I never told you. Sometimes you hurt me in bed, when we were in bed, and that I fell in love, maybe 15 years ago, with your brother, and didn't ever tell him. But I'd cry myself to sleep about it, and you thought I was crying about the dog and how much I hated Kat when she told me we tell each other everything, nothing withheld, no lies.
I never told you stuff either. I don't know if I want to. I don't know if I can. I don't think there's any guarantee it's a good thing. But I guess it won't make the roof fall in. Did you tell them she snores?
They found that out. Look at me. We're like we first met. Two sticks of wood, scared to death.
Look at one face for 30 years.
35.
Where's the roadmap?
That was Truth, written and performed by us.
And music by her. This is Hitchhiking Off the Map.